Who Was Charles Darwin? By Deborah Hopkinson. Illustrated by Nancy Harrison. Produced by Beijing Cheerful Century Company Limited. For my wonderful and curious son, Dimitri, who loves to ask questions, just like Charles Darwin. D.H. To my sisters, for their unwavering belief that anything is possible and always cheering me on. N.H. Acknowledgement. Special thanks to Delbert Hutchinson, Assistant Professor of Biology, Whitman College, for sharing his enthusiasm about Charles Darwin and making helpful suggestions on the manuscript. Any errors are my own. Who was Charles Darwin? Charles Darwin took a 5-year trip around the world on a ship called the Beagle, but he liked staying home best of all. He lived in a small English village where he raised pigeons, played with his children, and puttered in his garden. Although he lived a quiet life, Charles Darwin started a revolution, a revolution of thought. People have always wondered how life on Earth began. When Charles Darwin lived, most people in Europe and America believed God created the entire world in 6 days, just as it says in the Bible. But Charles Darwin was not most people. The Beagle voyage taught him to be a true scientist, to look closely at nature, question everything, and think in a new way about how life on Earth started. He showed how living things could naturally change or evolve over a long period of time. Was Charles Darwin a genius? He didn't think so. Charles thought of himself as simply a scientist. And, like all good scientists, Charles was curious. So curious, he was never afraid to ask hard questions, and he looked for answers based on what he saw. Charles Darwin knew his ideas would shock people. They did. Yet today, scientists accept evolution as a fact. Charles Darwin is as important as ever. Charles Darwin changed history. How did he do it?